We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
I've never been better, Ron. How are you? Wait a second. Ron isn't here today, horse. He's gone. I don't know where he is. You think he's drinking already?
Yes, absolutely.
God bless him if he is. I've had an unbelievable morning. Welcome to Cookin' Joe. Ron is on vacation today, all next week. I desperately miss him already. We're not even 45 seconds into the show. I've got the entire Post-Gazette staff coming on the show today. Everybody from Jason Mackey to Mike White to Ray Fittipaldo. But the morning, what a morning this has been. So I drive out to Murraysville for my daughter's softball tournament happening because it's in Westmoreland County with different restrictions in place. On the way there, of course, Dunlap is ripping me for being a doom and gloom guy. So I'm enjoying the show, trying to enjoy the morning show. He is absolutely the ultimate crap disturber. The ultimate needler. That's his profession. He's good at it. So I listened to that on the way there. Then I get there for an 8 a.m. first pitch. And it was damn near the first pitch that came rocketing back through the box and hit her in the kneecap. It was maybe the fifth pitch of the game. First batter, former teammate of hers from last year. First batter of the game. I'm in the outfield. I'm in right field. And this girl rockets a ball right back up the middle, and it hit my daughter. I didn't know where at first. I knew it was below, you know, the waist. So I knew one of my great fears is getting hit in the head or the chest. So I knew right away, okay, this doesn't look good, but it ain't the worst. So I jump over the fence and run onto the field. She's crumpled in the dirt on the mound, not moving, really. And so I get out there. The manager's out there. Turns out she got hit right on the right knee, right outside the right kneecap. And it was scary. But she came back in the game and pitched a few, and then she had to come out. I think it stiffened up a little. My wife was there. I had to leave. Just an unbelievable morning. But thank goodness she's okay. Her team got crushed. That's another thing that happened. But I'll be heading back out there later today to catch some of that. And we'll be talking about sports, what's happening, what isn't, what should happen, what shouldn't. And despite charges that I am Mr. Doom and Gloom, I've been right around 50% that sports should play and can play. But call me crazy, I'm a little bit skeptical, sometimes a lot skeptical, as to whether we're going to see a game. I think that's just reasonable. See, the problem in this business, honestly, and I think maybe in the world at large right now, is there's no room for gray area or nuance. In fact, the word nuance people will spit on, you know, using that big word in sports talk radio. It's not always just either or. Of course, I want sports to be played. Desperately want sports to be played. There's nobody on earth who wants sports to be played more than me. It's my livelihood. They don't play any games. There's a chance I could lose this job and my other one. Already took pay cuts, things like that. Of course. So, I mean, that I thought that was a given. Colin wrote a column today, a Colin column, at 93.7 The Fan, which is intriguing. You can read it on our website. But one of the things he says was even some of the people paid to talk about sports both locally and nationally seem like the last people in the world who want sports back. That, to me at least, he writes, is bizarre stuff. No, what's bizarre is even entertaining that notion. There's not one single person who gets paid to talk about sports, write about sports, who doesn't want sports to come back. Nobody more than me. You make a list of people in this business across the country, and I'm at least tied for first. I got two jobs I depend on. But obviously, and this shouldn't be a complicated theory here, wanting it to come back and looking at it objectively and saying, will it come back, to very separate matters, right? To very separate matters. And it gets a little bit complicated, which I know is a lot for some people out there, that it's not always just either or. There's some gray area. There's some complication. There's some nuance. So again, call me crazy, but when I see the governor of South Carolina, for example, say if these numbers continue to rise, I can't do it, I won't do it, we will not be able to have college football, that gets me to thinking a little bit. How realistic is college football in any way, shape, or form? That and a billion other things get me thinking of that. If that makes me Mr. Doom and Gloom, then I guess. But I want it to happen. I think there's a way it can happen from U Sports on up. Even with these restrictions, there's a way to play U Sports in Allegheny County. If you're talking 25 or more, at least baseball and softball, you won't have to have, or you won't have crowds. But there's ways to do it. And not a single person on earth who wants it more than I do wants the games to happen. Will they? I don't know. I look to my left. I see the NFL designing new helmets for games that the players don't want. Space-age Jetson helmets to play football in that players say, we're not going to be able to see or breathe in those. That seems like a slight impediment. As does the virus erupting in different areas of the country. Slight impediment, right? The NFL coming out with the idea that we're going to travel to road games. See, they're still thinking up, understandably, because the nature of this thing keeps changing and changing where it's breaking out, where it's not. Latest idea is, okay, we'll travel to and from road games on the day of the game. And we'll have fans sign waivers to see our own games. Now, I was on the air the other day and said, actually, I think fans in ballparks and arenas and stadiums can work. Sure they can. Tim Benz from the Trib wrote a great column on that the other day, linking it to local officials and maybe national officials too, saying the protesters that have been out, regardless of how you feel about the cause that they're protesting, it seems the general feeling is that they haven't increased the numbers. Locally, that's certainly the feeling. So Tim Benz, who wrote this column, I thought was very smart, talked to some people and said, hey, if that can happen, why can't we have a limited number of people in stadiums? And as I mentioned the other day with Ron, when we referenced Tim's column, he's right. Why can't we? If that's the case, if that's the case that you can be outside. Now, the protests that I saw, a lot of them, there were certainly more people wearing masks, not all, and in some it looked like none, but more people wearing masks than in other large gatherings I've seen, for sure. But if the point is that local officials say, hey, the protest didn't cause a rise, it's okay if you're outside, if blah, 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 whatever, then why wouldn't you be able to have people in stadiums, at least in a limited number, if that's, especially if they sign waivers, by the way. So I thought that that was a smart column by Benz, and he talked to people. And I don't know that they had the answers. I know the morning show talked to Rich Fitzgerald, Allegheny County executive. I didn't hear the story, or I didn't hear the interview. So we're going to replay that later in the show And I want to react to whatever he said. I'm curious to hear what he said. Meantime, we sit here with a top eight that I'm not going to get to because I only have 3 minutes. But we can stretch it out today. We don't have Ron getting flagged for delay of game left and right. So number eight. And by the way, Jason Mackey at 10:45 today to talk about his story about how the Pirates. This is number eight, as a matter of fact. And I'm having a hard time wrapping my brain around this one. No gatherings of 25 or more people went into effect at 12:01 a.m. in Allegheny County. How does that not affect the Pirates? How are they exempt from that? From reading Mackey's story, it would seem that they have worked, that Major League Baseball in all markets has worked things out with state and maybe national health officials, and that Major League Baseball and the state will make the call on that. So I need to be educated on this a little bit more, but if I own a restaurant, for example, around here, I'm certainly asking the question, why can the Pirates gather with 25 or more people and I can't? I'm definitely asking that question. And I'm sure through the course of the show between Jason and Rich Fitzgerald will be given some answers and then we can build our opinions upon that. But it seems a little bit inconsistent, to say the least. Inconsistent justice meted out there. But I'm keeping an open mind. Number seven, South Carolina, already mentioned that. The governor, Henry McMaster, says we're not going to have football if the numbers rise. It's as simple as that. Won't have college football, won't have high school football. And was very, very adamant about that and said, let me make this very clear. This is McMaster in a quote. Wear a mask and social distance now so we can enjoy high school and college football in South Carolina this fall. Again, it seems like a very simple directive, but a large swath of the country doesn't want to hear it. Just don't want to hear it. Nope, not wearing a mask. No social distancing. Won't affect me. Nothing to see here. Mr. Doom and Gloom here, just pointing that out. Nothing to see here. Don't want to wear a mask. No, I won't do it. And then I get people who don't want to hear about politics with their sports, the stick to sports crowd, which just amazes me. Like the size of a brain to think that at this point in time. What the hell am I supposed to talk about? We have coronavirus in sports, and as soon as you mention the word, that's political, that's not sticking to sports. We have race relations in the country at large, and of course, is a huge deal in the sports world, right? So the second you mention that, you're not sticking to sports. We have the anthem controversy. I didn't start that one. The guy in the White House started that one. So if you want to blame somebody for not sticking to sports, you can blame him. Not me. Not sports talkers. But the reality is that nobody's ever stuck to sports. There is no such thing as sticking to sports. Went over this, I don't know, four Sundays ago on Starkfest 7. This was all taken care of. It's never happened. It never was. Sports is simply a reflection of society in a lot of ways. Nobody's ever stuck to sports. So if you're listening right now saying, man, I don't want to hear this stuff today about race relations and coronavirus and anthem. What do you want me to talk about? The Steelers offensive line? You want me to talk about Stephen Wisniewski? Stephen, whatever his name is? Is that what you want to hear today? The left guard position? Never been true, never will be. The minute I came on the air here 10 years ago, whenever it was, the big story was Ben in Milledgeville. You don't think every sports talker, every sports writer, every sports fan in this town had an opinion on what happened that night in Milledgeville? The second you register that opinion, you're no longer sticking to sports, right? They didn't have sports talk radio when Jackie Robinson broke the color line. The minute you started talking about that, if there was sports talk back then, you're not sticking to sports anymore, right? Protest at the Olympics in 1968. Anybody have an opinion on that, you think? Did people write about it? Nobody's ever stuck to sports. So honestly, just stop. Stop with that. Please. All right. I'm going to get to the rest of my top eight. coming up here, including the anthem and how it's going to be played in the NBA. I apologize for not sticking to sports. It's Cook and Joe.
Great for talk radio, my man.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.